אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 400.
We are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, article The Freedom. We're in under title, A Path of Torah and a Path of Suffering.
דרך תורה ודרך ייסורים.
Path of Torah and the path of suffering. Yet, our question about the regression, which had emerged from this law, is still not settled by these words. Indeed, this is our concern, to find ways to mend this.
But
providence, for itself, does not lose because of this, for it has enveloped humankind in two ways, the path of Torah and the path of suffering, in a way that guarantees humanity's continuous development and progress towards the goal, without any reservations. Indeed, obeying this law is a natural, necessary commitment. Once again, under the title A Path of Torah and a Path of Suffering. Yet, our question about the regression, which had emerged from this law, is still not settled by these words. Indeed, this is our concern, to find ways to mend this. But providence, for itself, does not lose because of this, for it has enveloped humankind in two ways, the path of Torah and the path of suffering, in a way that guarantees humanity's continuous development and progress toward the goal, without any reservations. Indeed, obeying this law is a natural, necessary commitment. Title, The Collective's Right to Expropriate the Freedoms of the Individual. We must ask further. Things are justified when matters revolve around issues between people. Then we can accept the law of taking after the collective, through the obligation of providence, which instructs us to always look after the well-being and happiness of the members. But the Torah obliges us to follow the law of taking after the collective in disputes between man and the Creator as well, although these matters seem completely unrelated to the existence of the society. Therefore, the question still stands. How can we justify that law, which obligates us to accept the views of the majority, which is, as we have said, undeveloped, and reject and annul the views of the developed, who are always a small minority?
We have very principal questions here about the management of the nation, the country, the world. Who to follow? Maybe a small part of the nation can control the other part. Must a person agree to what goes against him? Or should he bend himself and accept the view of the public? It's not only subjugating forcefully. Here it's as if the Torah obligates us. If you're against, you have to change yourself and be in favor. Meaning, what is this all about? In what way are we connecting between us? So that on the one hand we are becoming connected, on the other hand we're keeping all the multiple views, desires, history of each and every one in order to bring us all to the corrected vessel of Adam HaRishon, corrected with all its intensity, and not that each one will annul himself to all the others, and what will we have then? So here we're examining what the Torah is requiring. It's telling us that this is the way we should do it. Right?
As we have shown in the second tractate, the article, The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose, that the entire Torah and the mitzvot were given only to purify Israel, meaning to develop in us the sense of recognition of evil, imprinted in us at birth, which is generally defined as our self-love, and to come to the pure good defined as love of others, which is the one and only passage to the love of the Creator. Accordingly, the mitzvot between man and the Creator are considered tools that detach man from self-love, which is harmful for a society. It is thus obvious that the topics of dispute regarding mitzvot between man and the Creator relate to the problem of society's sustainability. Thus, they too fall into the framework of taking after the collective. Now we can understand the conduct of discriminating between halakha, Jewish law, and Agada, legends. This is because only in halakha does the law of individual and collective, halakha, as the collective, apply. It is not so in Agada, since matters of Agada stand above matters that concern the existence of society, for they speak precisely of the matter of people's conducts in matters concerning man and the Creator, in that part where the existence of and physical happiness of society has no consequence. Thus, there is no justification for the collective to annul the view of the individual, and every man will do that which was right in his own eyes. But regarding halachot that deal with observing the mitzvot of the Torah, they all fall under the supervision of society, since there cannot be any order except through the law, take after the collective.
No. Well,
I don't see us having questions. You have a question? Yes?
What is the division Baal HaSulam is referring to here between the society and the connection with the Creator?
There's a society, and there are the laws of society. And this is in a level that society can maintain, guard itself, bit by bit, raise itself to a spiritual degree. Some laws are about the correction of the soul. They're higher in a spiritual level where our behavior should be different, more special, high.
When does this division occur? Because we work in the society in order to reach this connection.
In order to reach, but we're not in it. And that's why we need to, bit by bit, elevate ourselves to a level.
It's in stages, it's not two of them at once, two states at once?
Well, how can you? If we understand that the future of the human society, and it's obliged, want it or not, by these stages to advance, but it will surely advance to a whole connection between everyone. So, if this is correct, how How can we talk about it and tell all human beings? If you start talking about it, they'll think you're a communist or delusional. What are you talking about? Living in a commune, we're all equal, everyone is connected by love. No one has seemingly any personal life. Can you tell people about this? Can you yourself do this today? Of course not. It has to be an internal correction.
That
when the Russians wanted to do that, how did they do it? By the KGB. They saw it's impossible. And then they thought by pressure, by fear, they can do that. But this is completely, completely against what the wisdom of Kabbalah is telling us. I mean, we have to connect. That's correct. You have to be as one man in one heart. Correct. And we have to get rid of all the personal assets. Everything is correct. Because we all have to care only about the soul. And bit by bit, we're losing our corporeal part. But that's according to your development, according to how much you're building an environment, how much the group becomes entire humanity, and how much the entire humanity starts understanding these things as higher things, as a necessity, and only the only thing you need to yearn for is that. Certainly it doesn't go together, corporeally and spiritually. That's why we have to act in both levels.
The Creator does use these KGB methods, it seems, though, because if we don't want to advance to it on our own part, He has other methods in due time, right?
That's not exactly true. It's called the path of suffering. The path of suffering is not that you're about to acquire a higher degree. And so this higher degree opens necessarily, and then you feel the negative effect because you're not ready for it. Then it's as if you've come from first grade to second grade, but you haven't concluded the first one, and you're not yet ready for the second grade. So what's revealed is revealed in the way that you feel bad. You're not in the right place. But it's because you haven't attained the right preparation for second grade. Then you're going through all kinds of states that you must correct yourself nonetheless to the second grade. Whereas the Russians didn't take that into account. In our world, when we only act by force, we don't have the upper light by which we can correct a person. We can forcefully act from below, not from the light that bestows from above. So what they did, they just ruined it all. They thought they can forcefully do. There were horrible things there, what they used to do. That's why until today, this is felt, by the way, in Russia. That's why we have to understand that only by the lighter forms that appears by the study of the Torah in the right way in the group, etc., according to the development of a person, we draw the lighter reforms, and He already makes corrections in us. And according to the corrections we advance, and in spirituality, you can't go into a state that you want. You can only go into a state you're ready for, meaning corrected for. And the equivalence of form has to be between the vessel of Adam and the light of the Creator. This is how they should be, they should appear in each and every degree, in all the ladder of degrees. Yes.
And the connection that we do and the light that we draw allows humanity to be ready for this next degree.
We are part of humanity, and the more we connect and correct ourselves and feel more and more the changes in us, these changes come not because of us, but due to the upper light that bestows upon us. So bit by bit we're ready for more internal connections. The truth is we're in them already, we just don't feel it practically. And there's a difference between potentially and actually. Potentially we're in spirituality, theoretically we're there already, but actually, in practice, we can't yet act. That's how we will advance. Question. But what in these states were potentially there, how does that help humanity to advance, to want, to be ready to get the next degree?
I'm answering. We are part of humanity. We have no opportunity to run away from our role. And we must simply to see that what we do in order to correct humanity. Just like he writes to us in the article, the Arvut, the Mutual Guarantee, and a few other places. It's explained to us, Bala Sulam, Rabash, that our main role is to worry for humanity and to bring it to connection. Because ultimately we are, in sum total, we are Israel, those that are yearning to the Creator, because we received a point in the heart from Him, meaning the capability to yearn. And then we reach some connection with Him, and we must carry after us all of humanity. And thus, we have no choice. We must show all of humanity what is the path and to be the leaders, despite that that's not simple, but it's an obligation. That's it. Like he writes there, we are the nation of the past, meaning Israel, Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, those who have such a desire, doesn't depend on nationality or skin color or anything, meaning those who have such a tendency, they must recognize this and bring themselves to the correct role, and to be this transition between the entire world and the Creator. That actually, it's like Zat of Bina, the lower part of Bina, that the upper part of Bina still belongs to Keter Chochma Bina, but the lower half of Bina, the lower part of Bina, is already the transition from those parts of Gal, Keter Chochma Bina, to Zeranpin and Malchut. And thus we are with you like Zat of Bina, that we must be connected on one hand to upper forces, to the Creator, and on the other hand to the desires of the lower ones, of Zon, and to see in this our role. And so we must, simply must, we're obligated to everyone, both humanity and the Creator. That's our work, our place, our role. And we hope we will fulfill it. All right. Kabu 7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Somewhere in the text it says that we should consider the freedom of the individual. And then it says that when it comes to the Torah and the mitzvah, we should consider the collective. But the Torah and the mitzvah is for everybody. So who do we consider? The individual or the collective?
Both
this and that, up to us to take it into account and to know how to work with it. To work with the individual in the meantime is only between us. To work with the general is our work in the dissemination of wisdom of Kabbalah to the entire world, in the extent that they're willing, capable of digesting it and accepting it. All right? PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. First of all, I'd like to thank you for last night. It was amazing. I got feedbacks from people that were shocked or simply shocked. I think we have to do it more. There's no fear. I don't think we have to be afraid. So, but to our matter, I'd like to make a scrutiny about something that always disturbed me. It is written that the dispute in the matters of the mitzvot between man and the Creator are about the right of the society to exist. Can you explain that?
In this, that you connect with the Creator, you can disconnect from the society. And so here, there must be a correct arranged system from all the 10 sefirot, from the gar of the degree through the zat of the degree, zat of bina to the zat of the degree. And so we will still speak about this, how we arrange all these connections in the correct manner.
I'm asking, why should there be a dispute about between man and the Creator?
The dispute results from the lack of our corrections. Of course, there's no dispute that the entire world in its corrected form is an entirely round world, both according to the vessel and the light. But the dispute is in the meantime, in the time when we're making corrections.
Thank you.
Nine.
Yes, Rav, you just talked about our part in the system and our duty to take care of the correction of the world, and this obligates us to connect more. I think this is felt better, but the manner of the explanation to the world, I feel that it's really unclear what dissemination is, what the explanation to the world is. For two reasons. First of all, as you said, it's very hard to find the words without being heard as if we're religious or some fantasy that we're selling. And the second reason is that only a small number of people are in charge of this explanation, only the writers who meet you. Most of us can only just press the links or share them. So it's really not clear what we can all do in this part.
To learn how to do it, and what to do, and to do it. I can't answer you now in just a few minutes. Just to get into the system of dissemination and see how much we can connect the spiritual, godly part with the nation, the corporeal part. How much on the way here we need to make these degrees of descent, the diminishment of the idea, and so on. As usual, like in every science, don't think that we can awaken humanity in excitement. They won't get excited. But they will get excited from this, that they're lacking food, family, money, honor, respect, knowledge. Now life is becoming harder and harder. And then we need to see how, according to their concerns, their worries, within their worries, we stream our answers, thus that they'll begin to understand what is the root of the problems and how to rise above it. There is nothing new here.
First of all, I try to hear the writers' meetings, and when you hear it, you really get, at least in the emotion, a feeling of pressure and concern. Maybe we can find a way how we can all incorporate in that. I don't know, maybe in the part of the lesson, or because I'm not sure all many friends in the world clearly are a part of it. And the second thing is, yes, that problems of the world are felt, but what to do with that, that's not clear.
If I'll tell you that it's really clear to me, that's also not true. If it was clear to Baal HaSulam or Abash or all the Kabbalists, also no. There are things that the Creator conceals from the created beings, even the unique created beings that are close to the Creator. And thus it's written about that, what the mind doesn't do, time does. What is the meaning that time does? That we need to perform what is up to us as much as we understand. And the Creator will complete for me. In each and every action, there is a part that you leave for the Creator's part, Creator's action, and the Creator finishes it. But with respect to the writers' meetings, you're right. I recommend everyone to hear them. And even maybe to make like a file out of it and advertise it. Yeah.
Baltia 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Еще вопросы. Само человечество может повлиять на их самостоятельное.
Hello, Rav. One more question. Humanity itself, can it affect its own development?
No. Humanity can only suffer. But from within this, that there is no point in the heart in it, as there is in each and every one of us. It's not in connection with the godly system. And thus, it's not capable only from the suffering to reach the solution, because there is no, there's nothing that ties between the suffering and the point in the heart. And so, only we must be here in the middle. And that is the role called the nation of Israel. Let's go on to the women.
A question from Hebrew. Is the majority that is undeveloped and the minority that is development, does it happen in a 10, in Bnei Baruch, or only the general society?
We accept all the people who want to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, the method of revelation of the Creator to the created beings in this world. We open the door to everyone. We want to advertise what we know about the purpose of creation, the purpose of man, also to everyone. And we have no limitation, restriction on this, like Baal HaSulam writes. It's equal to all. What's the difference? The difference is that the person determines how much he has a deficiency, a lack, desire, yearning. And so accordingly he enters and progresses, or maybe doesn't enter at all. And this is what we need to perform, meaning to build such systems of entrance to us from all sorts of directions, that everyone can come close, come near. That's it. Don't look at each individual, what somebody's doing there, and some group there, all sorts of groups are sprouting now, and whatnot, in studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, in quotes, and spirituality, in quotes. And now we need to learn according to our method from Baal HaSulam and Rabash. And that's it. What will happen? That's already from above. Next comment.
So do our tens also divide into a part that is more developed and a majority that is less developed? Do our tens divide that way?
That's true, it can be, but it's not the tens. The tens, because in any case, there are those who are veterans, they have a lot of experience in the path, and there are those who are less experienced. But with respect to the general kli, the general vessel, I'd say it's not important. The world belongs to the young, yes? Meaning, as much as we have friends who are younger in the path, they are more important. And we need to advance them specifically.
A question from Moscow 8. What happened to Russia was a result of what? What, is there room to make mistakes here?
I don't think we can be mistaken in this. The world already went through that point, learned it. It had to learn it. It's about that communism that was in Russia. And along with all the rest of the methods, they were in all different places. In suppression of man's nature in a manner like it was in Russia. I think this time is already past, and now before us there is truly an opportunity to progress only by the scrutinies in the society. Meaning, as much as we'll connect and scrutinize these matters, we will advance correctly.
A question from PT6. The world belongs to the young people. How can we collect all the young people in Bnei Baruch, and what is their role?
The youth is meaning by the spirit, not necessarily the age. And thus, this is how we need to see it. That's what it's written about this, what to do with kids who have grown old. Yes, they're still kids, but they've become old. And the opposite could be. And so, we need, in any case, to advance the new people and to build systems for them that they will enter more and more and then incorporate. And we need to expand our dissemination that will reach states that even people who have no yearning or deficiencies, lacks for spiritual development, that they too shall incorporate with us. We need to search for means. I turn here especially to the women that need here to enter with all their force, because the woman's nature, that she gives birth and she cares and develops the next generation in spirituality, it also must be such. I think we have time remaining for a workshop. Ask.
So what the question will be for the workshop?
That's their question. What do we feel today different from yesterday by the event that we had yesterday evening? Please. And in the meantime, maybe a minute pause with some nigun.
From nation, tongue, or land, heart to heart we sing the song, marching hand in hand.
One by one we're entering the palace of the king.
Side by side in harmony we sing.
Here we are embracing, we have gathered here again.
Say goodbye to trouble, bid farewell to pain.
Come and see your brothers reach and touch your
אנחנו עוברים לשאלת הסדנה שלנו.
So we'll move on to a workshop question. What do we feel that has changed today compared to yesterday as a result of the event we had last night? An active workshop.
אפשר להגיד שהדבר המרכזי שמורגש כשונה.
We can say that the central thing that's felt as different is the connection with the friends and the world kli, especially after such an event like yesterday, where all the hearts are tightened, we feel a bit closer, a bit nearer to one another.
Yes, I do also feel that because we're all in the same direction, the same effort, and it's becoming clear what the work is, and so it wasn't felt who was physically there with all his heart and all his strength, and the ones who are virtual, they're also making all the efforts to incorporate and to connect, and the combination of friends from the worldly, the friends that physically came, each one gave his exertion. This is what gave us this special feeling of this evening, this great impression.
Gives me the sensation that really the world kli is one. There's no differences here. Was it just a matter of, you know, physical or virtual? Rather, we were divided in rooms. I went there in Africa, there were friends there from Russia and Spain and Africa and different other places. We just had this sensation that we're all speaking the same language, the same desire. We simply feel this force that hugs the world. We are one big kli that's, I think, ready to make this next stage, to enter this last generation.
Yes, a great thirst for connection was felt by everyone. Rav defined it precisely, being a real feeling of the world kli, which is said, one world kli.
Yesterday we had so much excitement after not meeting physically for so long, but this change, this exercise of being physical, it worked in our benefit to connect. I saw so much upliftment from friends all around the world too, how this all turned into one kli.
Yes, I also feel like David. I feel that there was a great joy yesterday, love in the air in this event. What has changed comparing today to yesterday? I don't know. We're going back to study. We probably have new vessels we've acquired. Maybe the days that will come will show us what has changed. But there was a lot of impression, inspiration, feelings, and also missing. We were missing the friends.
I agree with Gershon word by word. What has changed? We have a revelation of addition of coarseness. After yesterday was so much excitement, so much emotion, and together we continue.
Yes, there, undoubtedly the impression was strong, but I feel that there was a lot of deficiency to go out to dissemination from the friends. I feel all the strength we're getting, we're less like children wanting it for ourselves. We really feel this urge to give birth to it, to pass it on, to do something with it, because we both need it, and also we can't stand to maintain it for ourselves. It's really a good, very good, loving, warm thing. We just have to bring it out and pass it on. There's nothing more to say.
I agree with Ido, and also that I think we are maturing more than everything. We were impressed differently from our friends in the world Kli, from all the people who reached, who were in the event yesterday. It was like such a meeting between friends that really we didn't see each other for a long time, but the impression was much wider than the people who were there physically in the audience. I think it was so, so intense.
I joined the feeling of the friends. There's something very special that we had in this physical meeting that gave us many discernments compared to the time we were virtually there. Now we have to keep on doing the work, to see how we both continue to disseminate and also how we increase the connection between us virtually.
Rav, in the same breath of this peak of connection, immediately talks about dissemination. What he didn't mention already, that the moment, of course, that we keep it to ourselves, it becomes something less beneficial. We need to immediately see in all the means, in all the channels, how we pour it out and continue this illumination, light.
There was one more discernment that I think that can be beneficial in the future as well, that in 3 hours we can have a Congress. So it was really a 3-hour Congress. We don't need 3 days of content, because we learn the content every day. We do this work every day. But what we did in these 3 hours was an international connection in the level of a Congress in all the aspects, beginning to end.
I think
also that the attitude changed towards the rest of the friends in the Kli. Like, we were all isolated in our tents for a long time, each one in their own tent, and there was, I don't know how to say this, there was like work, each one in their own system. And yesterday all these systems opened up. They opened up and they connected. And the attitude changed towards the friends, even friends that you hear them ask questions in the lessons, as usual.
Yes, in general, all the attitude was very mature. We didn't come to for some celebration. The way I felt it was that each one is coming with awe, annulment, complete recognition that the world needs us, and whatever we attain, we have to disseminate externally. The participation was very mature, I think. Yes, in 3 hours we had a Congress that raised us to a different degree. Before we conclude with the song, we'll remind you that today at 10:30 until 11:30 there is a writer's meeting with Rav Lightman. Song.
כולנו כבר מסכימים, ערבות היא תנאי החיים. מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב, לעולם יש תקווה, אנושות חדשה. חוק אחד מחפר את כולנו ביחד. לכולם משותף הכאב, הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה. צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת. זו לא סתם תיאוריה, נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה. והחוק הוא ברור, שאהבה זה חיבור. אתה ואני
a baby opens his eyes. He takes a breath for the very first time. This world is a child, and it's awakened. This world has been born. A global connection, no longer concealed. One step at a time, we'll walk together. We all share the pain. No choice but to change.